I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Old tensions between Eritrea and Ethiopia may be fueling tensions with Somalia. Ethiopia's aggressive military action against Somalia has pushed the crisis to the brink of war. Already hot spots for Christians, persecution is a way of life for many. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bernie Daniels says their team hasn't been directly affected.
When there is insecurity on the political, military arena, there are some unfortunate and sad effects that can come to the body of Christ. But so far, I haven't heard any kind of deterioration on both Ethiopian and Eritrean Christians.
The annual Hajj or Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca is also underway. Islamic holy days often see a spike in persecution against believers, so Daniels urges prayer for their partners working in the Horn of Africa.
We're instructing our contacts to be on the alert, you know, to pray, stand for their faith, and some material and moral support has been provided.
And a humanitarian crisis continues in Sri Lanka as unrest continues. It's caused food shortages and economic problems. Attacks against Christians comes in waves. Jeith Fernando works with Youth for Christ in Sri Lanka and is the Bible expositor for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 06. He says because of change in the religion law, Christians aren't able to help with relief and the gospel.
There has been so much accusation that Christians have been bribing people into becoming Christians.
Fernando spoke to the crowd of more than 22,000 yesterday, encouraging them to find their place in God's plan and walk worthy of that calling. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. From Urbana 06, I'm Greg Yoder.